I know we're talking about liver and biopsies. And let's, Dr. Nuruddin, I'll start off with you. Biopsies, what brings them about, and why are they the, I guess, the preferred method for finding out if a patient has cancer?
Well, let's talk about why they are being used in general. It's usually to diagnose liver diseases and see how much damage we have. The most common liver disease is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or fatty liver, that affects one quarter of the people in America. And this disease can progress to more advanced forms, such as we call it NASH, which is inflammation on top of the fat, which can lead to cirrhosis and cancer, as you mentioned. Okay. So liver biopsy have been around for 50 years or so, or even longer, and it helps in the diagnosis and knowing how much damage. Nevertheless, I would say, although still some guidelines refer to it as gold standard, we're moving away from it, and the guidelines started moving away from it because we have non-invasive testing that take much shorter time to know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Are there downsides to a traditional biopsy, Donna? I'll ask you.
Yes, there are downsides to a traditional biopsy, and I say that from having six of them, as well as from talking to patients around the country. Complications are rare, but you're taking a rather large needle, and you're in the traditional method, you're inserting it between the ribs, and taking out a sample or a section of liver tissue, and that you send to analyze, and that may take days or weeks depending on where you get it. But from the patient point of view, you and whoever's driving you and taking care of you, that it's your whole day. So after the procedure is done, you lay on your side for 1 to 6 hours so that you don't bleed. So the risks of bleeding, infection, perforation, although rare, they do happen sometimes. And on the other side of the coin, you have these non-invasive tests that Dr. Nuruddin talked about. And so you have, less risk, by definition, non-invasive, less expense, less time, and then the results get back to your doctor more quickly. And in some cases, particularly for, some of the imaging methods, you actually have a picture that you hold in your hand of what your liver looks like, and sort of like a smoker looking at a picture of their tarred lungs, and it really sort of sinking in the seriousness of their disease and the actions that they need to take with their doctor and at home in terms of their lifestyle to get a handle on the disease is really made tangible. It's really made real. And so, for many patients, those steps are losing a significant amount of body weight, but also, if they have diabetes, making sure their diabetes is in control. If they have high cholesterol, making sure that they're on a statin and their cholesterol is controlled. If they have hypertension, which many do, making sure that their blood pressure is controlled. So there are things that people can do, even though we don't have yet a drug specifically approved for NASH, but getting that diagnosis, as early as possible and as quickly, cheaply, easily as possible is so important because there are things that people can do.
Tell me about some of the alternatives. We've mentioned non-invasive. What is a non-invasive biopsy, if you will? What is a non-invasive approach? Is it a scan? Is it a picture? Do they? What do they do?
All of the above.
Yeah, go ahead,
Donna.
I was just going to say I would talk in, two big buckets and then give it to Dr. Nuruddin to explain the specifics. So non-invasive diagnostics are basically a cluster of blood tests, many of which are already included in your normal, panel that you would do in your annual physical, and imaging tests that are based on things that you're already familiar with, based on MRI or ultrasound. And the doctor here can give you some more details about, what they are and what they're called.
Okay.
Sure. So the blood test, people usually when they go to their doctors, they get liver enzymes. And the doctors have the ability to take these liver enzymes and go on their smartphone and put these numbers in addition to age and other blood tests. And within a second, they tell you something called advanced fibrosis or not, which meaning you have a lot of scarring or not. Also, in my office, for instance, there's a machine that is ultrasound-like. It's called it's a special ultrasound called FibroScan, which within 10 minutes, I can put it on the right side of the liver, non-painful, and it tells me the percentage of fat in the liver and the percentage of scarring and even to cirrhosis. So that's a very accurate assessment in addition to the blood test. Lastly, also, as Donna mentioned, there are MRI techniques that they're very sophisticated. It take pictures of the entire liver. It tells you also exactly how much fat and scarring. So it's a menu of options, and between these tests, you're going to have an idea. And more importantly, on the next visit, you do them again, which is something, it's impractical to do a liver biopsy every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So then do these approaches, do they replace a biopsy? I mean, can I get these and know the state of my liver and not even have to worry about a biopsy? Doctor, I'll ask you.
Yes. A lot of us are using those. They're still used for liver biopsy in a very rare conditions that, you know, the test sometimes 98% accurate, and I want to get more reassurance, or in the setting of clinical trials. But in my practice, when I see patients clinically, I now rarely do a liver biopsy out of the setting of clinical trials.
Okay. I know I'm coming up on time with you folks here. I know I have to let you go. Where do we find out more about all these? And is there anything we've missed that we need to get out there to people?
I think this has been really helpful. Yeah, I mean, so to have more information about... our Beyond the Biopsy campaign that we're doing for, you know, the next 4 weeks, and information on alternatives to non-invasive diagnostics, you can go to globalliver.org.
Okay. There's a campaign going on right now, huh?
This is the launch of it with you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. Dr. Nora Dean, have we missed anything? Is there anything we need, last information we need to get out to people?
No, thank you for covering this and increasing awareness and giving people options.
All right. Yeah. Dr. Nora Dean, Donna Cryer, I thank you both, and I wish you all the best. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye now.